Good morning, everyone. Today is the 30th of January, 2022, and we're going to be doing the Pineville Grace Fellowship service this morning, and we have Mark and Rosette here. We're going to sing a few hymns, and then we're going to have Mark read some scripture, and then we're going to go into the Word of God for a little bit. Just a matter of announcement, the fellowship call is still on this morning at 11 o'clock with Walt Stickle and Tom Adams. And the Wednesday night fellowship call is still on as well at 7:30 Central Time. We still are planning on having the Tuesday broadcast with Adeola, but Mark has a doctor's appointment in the afternoon, so it's going to be at 9:30 Central Time in the morning on Tuesday morning, Tuesday evening. I guess we're still planning on having the Bible study with Dayon, unless I hear something different. And then, of course, tonight we have the Bible study with Tom Adams. We're working through the book of John. And then, of course, Thursday we'll have the broadcast with Walter Stickle. And so that pretty well covers it. Saturday night we'll be having a Bible study with Robert Barrick. And I think we're ready for the fourth chapter of Matthew. I'm going to turn the camera around and see if we can get Mark and, yeah, there they are. Can you guys wave? Maybe I can get this. There we go. Okay, so the first hymn we're going to sing this morning is out of the old school hymnal, and it's page 362. Yeah. 362. Heaven Holds All. Amen. Mark, you want to start that for us?
Yeah. Earth holds no treasure, but perish with wasting. However precious may be, yet there's a country to which I am going. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be, joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me. Out on the hill of that wonderful country, happy, contented, and free, loved ones are waiting and watching my coming. Heaven holds all to me. Why should I long for the world and its sorrows, when am that home o'er the sea? Millions are singing the wonderful story. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me. Brighter its glory will be. Joy without measure will be my treasure. Heaven holds all to me.
Okay, the next one is page 302. 302. Jesus has done all things well.
Out in the cold world, away from God, no signs of where man's feet have trod. With broken heart I tried to pray that God would take my sins away. All of my prayers were shattering words, and really felt they were not heard. The more I felt to be denied, the more I prayed, the more I cried. in sinfulness away from home. Spirit all broken and alone, no one to care, no place to flee. Where will I spend eternity? The answer came as I gave up to drink the bitter cup that Jesus died on Calvary's tree to save poor sinners just like me. And now I'm singing on my way that Jesus washed my sins away. And as I live, I want to tell that Jesus has done all things well.
Well, the next one we're going to sing is 437. I Thou Me. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my life in vain.
427.
I may have. I may have said 437. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my life in vain. I'm tempted then to murmur and of my lot complain. But when I think of Jesus and all he's done for me, then I cry, O Rock of Ages, I thou me. O Rock of Ages, I thou me. No other refuge have I but thee. When life's dark veil I wander far, far from thee, then I cry, O Rock of Ages, I thou be. Sometimes it seems I dare not go one step farther on, and from my heart all courage has disappeared and gone. But I remember Jesus and all his love for me. Then I cry, O Rock of Ages, I thou me. Oh, what a friend is Jesus, sure anchor for my soul. So tender, true, and gracious, I'm safe in his control. My help in time of danger, my strong defense is he. Oh, that blessed Rock of Ages, I thou me. O Rock of Ages, I thou me. No other refuge have I but thee. When dark or fail, I wander far, far from thee. And I cry, O Rock of Ages, I thou me.
You have another one, Mark?
429. I don't know if we, I guess we don't know 430. I guess 430. I don't know if we know 430. It's right there. Rejoice, the Lord is King. What's that old song?
No, that's a different one. Do you have another one that we know?
Count your blessings.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven nor your home on high. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings and he will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Was that yet another?
Two eighty-two.
Yeah.
Okay. Lead me on. Lead me safely on by the narrow way, from the shores of time to the realms of day. By the cross of Christ may I ever stand, as I journey on to the better land. Lead me on,
lead me on,
by the straight and narrow way. Lead me on,
lead me on,
to the realms of endless day. With the shepherd's care through the night and day, keep me close to thee, lest I go astray. Lead me safely on by thy tender love, through the world of sin to my home above. Through the storms of life, mid the ocean's foam, lead me safely on to my heavenly home. At the fount of life on the other shore, let me freely drink till I thirst no more. Lead me on,
lead me on,
by the straight and narrow way. Lead me on,
lead me on,
till the realms of endless day.
What's the number, please?
283. 283. Can you pick another one that we know, please?
I don't know how it goes. Poor and afflicted, 284 and 285.
I need one number.
284.
Poor and afflicted, Lord, are thine, among the great unfit to shine. But though the world may think it strange, they would not with the world exchange. Poor and afflicted, shall they trust in God the gracious, wise, and just. For them he deigns his lot to choose, nor would they dare his will refuse. Poor and afflicted off they are, so hard oppressed with want and care. Yet he who saves them by his blood makes every sorrow yield them good. Poor and afflicted, yet they sing, for Christ the glorious conquering King. Whose suffering perfect reigns on high, and does their every need supply. And while they walk the thorny way, they're often heard to sigh and say, dear Savior, come, oh quickly come, and take thy mourning pilgrim home. Poor and afflicted, yet ere long, they'll join the bright celestial throne. And all their sufferings then shall close, and heaven afford them sweet repose.
poor and afflicted, on thee our wealth and riches all will be. For thou art all our righteousness, and will the poor and needy bless. Poor and afflicted, Christ our friend, our first great cause and last great end. How sweet to know that we will be with Christ in all eternity.
Rosette, do you have another one?
285. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden, he prayed not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. In pity angels beheld him, and came from the world of light to comfort him in the sorrows he bore for my soul that night. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary, and suffered and died alone. When with the ransom in glory his face I last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Well, Mark, I'm going to have you read some scripture for us here. You have a Bible, Mark?
Yeah. Why don't you turn to the Bible, and I want you to read the 27th Psalm. The 27th Psalm. Please read loudly so it will come out, okay?
Yes. Psalm of David, Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though wars should rise against me, this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, behold the beauty of the Lord in the choir in his temple. For the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up among mine enemies, and both my enemies round about me. Therefore I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises of the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. My father and my mother forsake me, that the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, to lead me in a plain path. I far from them.
Through the end of the chapter.
Because of my enemies, deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses arise, risen up against me, such as breathe out cruelly. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord, the land, the living way on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Away I say unto the Lord.
Thank you, Mark. Dear Lord, we pray that you would be with us during this remainder of the service. Pray that anything would be said would glorify and honor your name. We pray that you would continue to show your grace and mercy to us. And you promised that you would, because you've given us eternal life. We ask these things in your name for your glory alone. Amen. Well, today I want to talk a little bit from a passage that we've looked at numerous times before, but I want to look at it again because I think it's, you know, all of Scripture is relevant. Some just seems more relevant at given times in our lives, doesn't it? In the first chapter of Romans, we have the Apostle Paul giving his instruction to the church at Rome. Yes, there was a church at Rome. And this was the epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Romans, church at Rome. And we know what happened. Rome was a strong, very strong doctrinally church. And then after the Apostle Paul was dead, I'm sure there were some that crept in unawares and began to lord it over the other churches. Rome was the largest church. And now look at Rome today. Church at Rome is now in Vatican. But it's not the same church that the Apostle Paul taught to. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated in the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made at the of the seed of David according to the flesh. I have to get my glasses on here. Thought I could read without them, but I better get them on. And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom all are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I have served with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end that ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest to them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image like to a corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. We changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And for this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, they which commit such things are worthy of death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Well, Paul was really on a roll there, was he not? You know, God gave these people over to reprobate minds. And we see that same thing happening right today, don't we? And why is this? Why is this? Well, the Bible says in verse 23, Paul says, they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God in an image make like to corruptible man into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. And it says they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. So God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And part of being turned over to a reprobate mind, they were filled with unrighteous fornication, wickedness, covetousness, malicious, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, and so on. Well, I think sometimes we need to remind ourselves that nothing has changed. We still have people today that have turned against God and His Word. And God has turned these people over to reprobate minds, to do those things which are unseemly. And that's why you have in California now laws against the Bible. And that's why you have people that are coming against anyone that would speak against perversion and homosexuality and the LGBT lifestyle, because they want to live any way they want to live, and they do not want to be held accountable, but they're still without excuse before God. So that's my brief little sermonette this morning. You know, and I would encourage you to read Romans 1 again and study it through verse by verse, because there's a lot there. And why do you think Paul felt the need to preach this to the Romans? That's a real interesting question, isn't it? Look where the Roman church ended up. Look where it is today. we're going to conclude this today with a song here in the old school hymnal. I'm going to turn this camera around so you can kind of say goodbye to Rosette and Mark. We're going to be doing this as long as the Lord leads. We're going to be doing this every week, every Sunday morning. And this will be on, probably won't be on all the platforms, but I'll try to make sure it gets on Sermon Audio and maybe Brand New too. Let's sing 161. How Firm a Foundation. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said? You unto Jesus for refuge have fled. In every condition, in sickness, in health, in poverty's veil, or abounding in wealth, at home and abroad, on the land, on the sea, as thy gaze may demand, shall thy strength ever be. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of woe shall not thee overflow, for I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. Even down to old age all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. And when hoary hairs shall their temples adorn, like lambs they shall still in my bosom be warm. The soul that on Jesus still leans for repose, I will not desert to his foes. The soul though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. Well, we hope that you all have a blessed day remaining of it, and just remind you that there will be a Bible study tonight at 8 o'clock with Tom, and then we'll try to get it on for you a little bit later. God bless.